Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello, Hockey Woj.
Hello.
Hello.
Woj.
Let's get some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Last cat talk of the season. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. It's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your NHL Stanley Cup holding champions, the Panthers.
Ooh.
That was nice.
That was a good one.
That was good. By the way, shout out to Celsius yesterday sponsoring our parade coverage and all the fun that we had yesterday. Shout out to Bo's Beach as well. Kim Bo Camper. What a place.
View.
That place is beautiful.
Yeah, that place is popping.
That place was popping.
Yeah.
It was a great time. A good time was had by all.
Indeed.
So J-Fig, yes, J-Fig is correct. Looks like Stoli the goalie is heading off to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh.
So Stoli the goalie, who only got one bit of action in the playoffs. He only got to come in an 8-1 loss.
Beat it.
So that's tough.
Well, at least he can say he played.
Yeah. He can get it. Exactly, J-Fig. He can say that he played and got in there. The Panthers, by the way. How does that work? Because only a few guys get their name on the cup. Does he get his name on the cup? What's the minimum amount of games? They said the minimum amount of games. What was the minimum amount of games?
There's only
it's one game in the Stanley Cup. You play one game in the Stanley Cup, you get on the cup, right? He gets
on
the cup, right?
He's got to get on the cup. I mean, he played. He has minutes. Logged. Not great minutes, though. So.
The Panthers have announced home opener for next season. October 8th against
Edmonton.
No. That would have been good. That would have been good. But
Boston.
Yup.
I was working my way down the East Coast after Edmonton. So we either went Boston, we either went New York,
mm-hmm.
we either went Tampa, Carolina, and at one point, if there wasn't any of those, then I would have been done.
The Boston Bruins will come down here. Oh, man, we got another one that's gone. Oliver Ekman-Larsson. See, you guys are sitting here watching about a Heat free agency, and there's nothing happening. Panthers free agency is moving hot and heavy right now. Oliver Ekman-Larsson.
A lot of departures.
Wasn't that one of your jerseys you would have gotten?
OEL? No. Mm. No. But I do like him. I appreciate him. He is signing with the Toronto Maple Leafs as well.
Oh, what's up, Leafs? Just waiting on us to just pick
4 years, $3.5 million per year.
Stupid Leafs.
Wow.
By the way, a player's required.
David Dwork says, quite the turnaround from being bought out by the Vancouver Canucks.
Damn.
Damn. All right.
41 regular season games or one Stanley Cup final to get your name on the trophy. One final game.
How many? And still didn't play that many. And what did it say? One Stanley Cup game?
Either in one Stanley Cup final game or 41 regular season.
So you just have to play in the game. Obviously, he's playing half a game, basically two periods. That's enough, right?
Yeah.
That's enough ice time.
That's good.
All right, he gets on the cup. Hmm.
Well, whether he gets on the cup or not, they're always going to call him, and he won the Stanley Cup in Florida, right?
Yeah, but you got to get your name on the cup. Russ, were you there? Were you really there?
Let's see. Looks like Steven Stamkos is going to end up with the Preds.
Wow.
Tough luck, Lightning. Tough. That's tough. Ooh, it's raining over here. Edmonton tears.
Yeah, it's about to rain here, too.
I got to tell you, it started at about 10:30 yesterday.
Yep.
What the hell?
Brutal.
No, I mean, it's
torrential downpour.
Started before then, if I had to be honest.
I mean, there is a Category 4 hurricane getting ready to hit somewhere.
So I found that out right when I was walking through the door of my house, which made kind of sense, but.
I thought of J-Fig on Sunday because we did Dead to Me, and she's like, "Nah, there's a potential it could rain Sunday." And I was like, "Well, that's your Dead to Me potential weather? That's not crazy." And then the whole Sunday, I was like, she was right.
She was right.
She was right.
She's a hockey insider.
She knew.
She's a hockey
insider. I'm also Spirit Leroy. I be knowing this.
That weather was the whole time. I was like, this is.
I got.
I was like, so. I was so naive, too, because I'm sitting there on my little perch and I'm like, yeah, it doesn't look that bad. And then all of a sudden, it just was like all hell broke loose.
Man.
And at one point, once it starts clearing up, just starts all over again.
Starts all over again.
That's the thing about the way the weather has been lately. It goes from nothing to the worst rain ever for like an hour, and then back to sunny.
I got a text from Tobin.
The amount of thunder and lightning was kind of terrifying.
Yeah, Tobin was like, be safe out there. And I was like, what do you mean, be safe? 5 minutes later, I was in the middle of a hurricane. And I was like, I know what he means now.
All right, so
I was trying to go to see Tobin, but there was just no possible way for me to get.
No, it's impossible. It was
from the bar to the actual staircase.
That is crazy.
I needed a Robbie.
Right now, all right. So to update everybody, big news on the Panthers. Reinhardt, that was the big news. Resigns. Okay. Montour's a Kraken. Oliver Ekman-Larsson's on the Leafs, as well as Anthony Stolarz. Dmitry Kulikov is re-upping with the Cats for a year.
Yeah.
I think that, do I have everybody so far? We're still possible. So, we don't know.
And then I also sent you the possibility of Lomberg.
Yeah, Lomberg is likely. The word is Lomberg's priced himself out from the Cats, so he's probably gone. And then there's been a lot of Ekblad trade fodder over the weekend, too. I don't know if this changes anything.
Right after the parade, that's when it started happening.
I'm also seeing this video of Ekblad and his father getting matching tattoos on the double-decker bus.
That's amazing.
What?
It's been too long since I've heard the Paul Maurice.
Can I just say this? You don't get a tattoo on a moving vehicle.
What?
No, especially when it was pouring.
They're not getting tattoos. They're showing off their tattoos.
Oh, showing off their tattoos. Okay, okay. I'm like, they didn't get them
that
there.
That makes sense.
That sounds like something the whole Tkachuk family would do, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Let's see. It's been too long. Let me hear the Paul Maurice speech.
30 years of being married to an asshole. I want to, in my wildest dreams, I've never would have thought I could see this. Seriously, understand this. Everybody that we love in this world is happy right now. I want to thank all of the police officers and the fire department. Especially the fire department that had to fix my daughter and her friend. Took a beer can off the head, God bless them. I want to thank all of you for these men here for welcoming our families to Florida.
Welcoming almost kicked his ass.
Our wives, our children to come to Florida. My two cats, this is Poppy. Wait, this is Penny. My two cats. My daughter made the shirt. I promised her we win the Stanley Cup. I'm wearing that shirt.
He's saying shirt.
I got one more word for you. And actually, this isn't for you.
He said shirt.
All right.
That's a shirt. That's a shirt.
Hey, Marcos. I would say whatever makes you sleep better at night, because I'm telling you what. His track record during that speech does not say he was going to say shirt.
We got to get Bobby Lou, too. Bobby Lou, he was on when they brought the drum out for Bobby Lou.
Yeah.
Let me hear one more time. Let me hear Barkov's speech, and then I want to hear him chanting Bobby.
The Bobby he did a little bit different, but we're going to hear, like you said, Bobby Lou later. A little offbeat on that drum one more time. But, you
know, he was just, whoa.
South Florida, what's up? Man, when I was drafted here 10 years ago, 2013, I would have never believed that this day will come. And here I am with my teammates, with the team, Violas. Man, management, everyone. We're here in front of you all together in a rainy day during hurricane season. We're here on the beach celebrating us winning the cup. There's just not enough words for me to say how thankful I am for every single person here. I think this goes all the way to the Boca where I live, so probably 1 million people. So thank you every single person here, and I want to hear one more time for this amazing team right here behind me.
Man,
it's amazing how he doesn't talk much. Like, he set the tone coming out here in all this weather during hurricane season, right? Like, it's like
you have to mention the season.
Yeah, you do gotta have to mention the weather.
He's a South Florida vet.
Oh yeah.
You think Barkey puts up his own shutters though?
Not a chance. Not a chance.
I only have to put up like four shutters for the doors.
Think he's got accordion? You think he's got hurricane-proof windows?
That's what I want to get.
He's got accordion for sure.
Accordion?
Yeah, he's got accordion.
Love an accordion.
He doesn't trust it.
Can I just say this, though? Sometimes the accordions are worse because they don't open all the time and you got to fight opening
them
because you don't open them that often.
Yeah, my sliding glass door has that. It's a fight. It could be a fight to get it closed.
Yeah.
Let me hear him chanting for Sergei Bobrovsky.
The best.
It's adorable.
I might have never won anything, but I always wanted to do this. So can you repeat what I say?
Whatever you say, Captain.
Bobby.
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 Hey, can I just say this? That chant in his head
sounded so much better.
Was totally different than that chant that came out of his mouth. Yeah. Right?
You think Sergey?
They're like, hey, the crowd was like looking around. Should we? All right.
Whatever. However, he wants me to say, I'm going to say it how he wants me to say it.
It's because like look, Freddie Mercury up here.
Do not let him down, okay?
You think Sergey goes up to him and he goes, hey, man. That's not how they do it.
That's how they do it. No. It's very simple. Just Bobby. Bobby.
That's the way I heard it on the ice.
Oh, man. All right. We'll get to the rest of our headlines, which are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. Hold on. Get in, Trey. We got a ride for you.
We will take a break. We will give a rundown of where things stand in free agency. Back after this.
Hey, is this hockey man more active than basketball?
Yeah,
right?
Man.
Yep.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesne and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call him at 866-954-MORE as he KOs the microphone.
Boy, it's raining cats!
This is Poppy! This is Penny!
Yeah. It's partly cloudy out my way. Winds are probably 10 to 15 miles an hour. Winds are coming out of the south, southeast. But I look out to my west, and it looks rather ominous. So I would say if you're out west at about 3 or 4 o'clock, buckle up, because it looks evil out there. And I would say it's got to be about 89 degrees, because, oh, my goodness, it was warm.
Yeah, we
looks
had that.
Evil out there?
Yes.
Down here, down at the Citadel, it was raining pretty hard last hour for like 20 minutes, and now it seems like it's kind of clear. I don't know. We'll see if it holds up.
I did the worst possible thing, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody this weekend.
Okay.
So you guys been under my patio, right? So I decided I'm going to sweep of all spider webs and bug things or whatever.
I'm not going to your house.
No. So
I'm not going to your house.
Why? What happened? So I got the little thing with the little ball, and I basically is like sweeping your house upside down.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Sucked.
Oh.
My arms hurt.
Hmm.
They burn.
I'm sorry, buddy. You should have brought no free labor for that one.
No, but after like 2 hours, I told Mel, go to Publix and get me a sub. I'm going to go sit under the tree.
Okay. They're like some Post yard work subs, dude.
I was so tired. I was like, now I see why they do it. So, it's like, oh my goodness.
All right, so we got
a Wawa sub this weekend.
A what?
A Wawa sub.
Wawa sub. Wawa.
Wawa.
I can't buy food from a gas.
I don't think you said that right.
You didn't say Wawa.
Nah, you.
Yes, it did.
What?
Debatable.
I did.
You no. did not say Wawa.
Nah.
Yeah, I did.
I understand. I would have understood Wawa.
No, you wouldn't.
Marcos, have. I know. I see the smile. That means you're saving it. Let's
no,
hear it.
There was no. It was more of a Wild West. I did
yes!
hear.
Yes.
Yeah, you
said Wawa. That's a lot of you letters. Okay. Not say JP, that.
You said Wawa as if you were like a 3-year-old that's thirsty.
You know, why don't you go ahead and continue talking about the person that just got freaked.
You said it right. You said Wawa.
Sure.
Can we hear this, please?
We'll get to it. I want to run down some things real quick.
How quick do they got the replay?
All right. Rewind. So
I'm not doing DirecTV.
So here we go. Heat. There's a piece of news. Another Heat player is off the board. Delon Wright.
Oh.
He's signing with the Milwaukee Bucks. 1 year, $3.3 million. So bargain deal. Delon Wright. His off to Milwaukee.
Mm.
So there you go. He is out. The only guy who stuck around so far. We had the news of Kevin Love. He opted out this weekend and then re-signed 2 years, $8 million for the Miami Heat. No options there. So Kevin Love is back. Caleb Martin, not really any word on him so far, but he did let his player option bypass. So he is a free agent, as is Thomas Bryant. And then Haywood Highsmith, there's been conflicting stuff on that because there's been reports that he really wants to stay in Miami, but then there's other teams that have a lot of money out there, so will he get lured away from Miami? Don't really know on Haywood. So as far as the role guys are concerned, Delon Wright out of here. Patty Mills, haven't heard anything on him.
And you probably don't want to.
Wasn't really good. Love his voice, though. His voice.
So Kevin Love, they basically just gave him an extra year.
Pretty much.
They just
gave him an extra year. There was even some thought that he was, I think, going to take less money, but he basically just got an extra year. Loves it down here. Kevin Love loves Miami. Family loves Miami. Doesn't want to go anywhere. Important signing, especially from, how good he is being able to mesh with everybody, not only on the floor, but in the locker room. You get him on the cheap skis. So I'm happy about the Kevin Love thing. You know, I always loved Kevin Love. I'm very excited.
Oh, my goodness.
Always been a big Kevin Love fan.
Can I just say this?
Gotcha.
Please.
I have never met a human being who had to backtrack on more sports professionals than you.
I don't understand what do you mean?
Oh.
Well,
enough of this Kevin Love in this past. Enough of this.
That was years ago. One more time, that stupid full court pass, and you're like, oh, nobody does that like Kevin Love. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I did. I mean, they talked about it a lot. But that was back in the Cleveland days. He's a different Kevin Love.
I don't care.
He's a different Kevin
Love. You've had to backtrack on more players.
He's a different Kevin Love. And people are saying he's going to be the UDC. Like, no, he's not. He's going to play. He's going to give you minutes for the Heat. He was good last year.
Here's the problem. Kevin Love can be awesome for 10 to 15 minutes.
That's all I need.
Press your luck. It's not going to work.
That's all I need. That's all I need.
For 10 to 15 minutes, he might mess around and get you a double-double in 10 to 15 minutes.
He's going to give you the best you could, that you could ask for in that time. So Kevin Love is back.
In a lot of ways, Kevin Love is like a bra.
Exactly, dude. There's no more Victoria's Secret. It's Love Secret.
Mm. He just had a child, right?
I mean, just have a child.
It's not just having a child.
Would you say I just had baby Tadpole?
No, but I feel like I don't want to move anywhere right now, kind of thing. So I can understand where it's like, yeah, home team discount, Love South Florida, just had a kid.
That dude's made $300 million.
Yeah, they have plenty of help for that.
Yeah, right. Leroy, you moved a lot too, though. Don't you hate it?
Yeah,
Kevin Love's thinking to himself. He goes, "Do I go back to Portland for $10 million? Do I stay here? What do I do?" Mm. He stays here. Loves it here. You know, you got a happy wife, happy life, Marcos.
Mm.
I think he likes a lot of the community works that he does with the Heat, too.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, Leroy, he made hundreds of millions of dollars. Some people, they see some of the money that's around there. They hope, oh, I want to get into that.
I'm out.
Yeah, but he's also, what, 37?
30, is he 35, 36?
I think he's 35. Ooh.
35. He's the same age as Jimmy.
35. Turned.
He's a year older than Jimmy.
In September.
Year older than Jimmy.
Year older than Jimmy. And they got contract year Jimmy. I get everybody's antsy. I get it. I understand. We, but the Heat weren't going to sign any free agents anyway. I don't really. People are sitting here going crazy. It's like, well, did you not know what the Sixers situation was as opposed to the Heat? Like, did you not understand that? Maybe people don't. I don't know. I think they just.
They do the same. Wait a minute. You have these people thinking like this.
What do I? Say, this is not my responsibility.
You did this.
Wait. Is it amazing? Now that this guy is talking about salary cap and free agents or whatever. You've been the guy all since I've known you. Make it work. Make it happen.
But for trades. Like, people are getting mad at signings. I'm like, yeah, but it has to be a trade. Like, that's where you're going to make your move. And the Heat do have contracts
to salary cap doesn't exist.
No, I've said that in football. Yeah. I've said football. That in football. Please, football. Like, I've said that in football.
Football.
It is a different. Actually, it quite literally is a different sport.
Well, he's lashing out now.
Oh, so you're right. There you go. It's a different.
You know what? Minus one to you.
No,
the two Hobnob twins out here. Minus one to you two for lashing out. You're lashing out. You guys are for deception. And I want a minus one for deception on them. You two Hobnobbers are out here. You're deceiving the audience.
Yeah.
Here's a guy.
We're not deceiving the audience.
Who's giving us minus ones?
Yeah.
Who a couple of years ago was talking about how bad Trae Young was and how we folded him up and put him in our back pocket.
Pineapple.
And now he wants him.
Do you ever hear the term the enemy
of your mind?
You ever hear the term the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
He's that's just the enemy.
You always find things.
This is a lot like Love Island. You know, Love Island, they just dumped off Nigel and Cassidy from the island. And who were there to be in each other's arms? All of a sudden, they're going to make a cutesy couple. Liv and Rob. Hated each other's guts. Rob already left her for Leah. Now, all of a sudden, you got her batting her beautiful Australian eyes at Rob and his weird snake charming thing. And she's like, oh, good night, mate. I like snakes. I'm Australian. And now, all of a sudden, they're going to make it work. Do they really want to make it work? No, but they want to stay on the island for the fame and the clout. So, Trae Young, I'm looking at it like, hey, do I really want Trae Young? In a vacuum, no. But when I need the moves to happen and I need a little infusion because I don't even know if my point guard's neck works.
Whoa.
I need to figure things out. And so all of a sudden, Trae Young's looking a little, a couple beers in, is looking a little much like, oh,
kind of looks like $30 million on somebody you want because you got drunk.
$50 million.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
Oh, my goodness.
He just spent like 5 minutes.
It's getting late.
Trying to back up his flip-flop.
Yeah. Just No. What I did was, I boxed you both in for deceiving claims.
Since you brought up Love Island.
Yeah.
Then that means I got to talk about House of Drag.
Whoa. Oh. No, because you're going to spoil it. It's been up for less than two. It's going to be up.
No, I'm
anytime
not.
You say, no, I'm not, immediately a spoil's coming.
Yeah, it totally happens.
This
right
is
after.
My own personal opinion. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what should happen.
Spoiler alert.
Damon got to go. He got to get kicked off Love Island.
Okay.
I'm just telling you right now.
And you saw yesterday's episode as well, Leroy?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have not.
He is the crux of all evil.
Ooh.
Okay.
He's always been that.
He's a potster.
He's always been that, though.
He's a potster.
This is nothing new.
He doesn't like to do anything but stir the pot.
That's true.
Huh?
Like you, huh? Yeah.
You know what? Wow. That's your new nickname. Put it on the bottom.
Potster? Damon. Oh, Damon.
Damon Targaryen.
Dame Lillard.
Damon Tobin.
No, you ain't got Dame time. I promise you.
Damon that. Lillard?
You got the vertical. You got
take a break. Mix it up. Coming up next.
Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. You know they had that 75 Street Brazil. Well, this year's going to be called Gaiocho. Que hola, gata. Que hola, man.
All right, welcome back.
And this is how we going to do it. Dale.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM, and on Twitch, that same channel. Let's mix it on up, baby. All right, boy! Ribbit, ribbit! The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future.
All righty then. The vibes have been high all show. We're going to go ahead and continue on that vibe train. We've heard from a lot of the Panthers players. We've heard from Barkey. We've heard from Bob. We've heard from Chucky, Paul Maurice. But there's one man who we haven't heard from. The man who kicked us off in Game 7 with his banging of the drum. The only Panther to have his number retired for now. Roberto Luongo had a brief moment at the parade yesterday. Let's listen in on how that played out.
While Marcus is like, I'm cold, sir.
Oh, sir.
I'm so freezing.
So at first, it was like, yeah. And then about 2 hours into the pouring rain, it's like, my bones hurt. It was rough. Good time.
I got to tell you, the other thing, every person, short and sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? Perfect.
Right? Now, I can tell why a lot of them were, because English is their second language, right?
I don't know. I mean, even Kachuk was probably the shortest one up there, and he's American, so.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm just saying, like, it was really, like, it was cool, because everybody got to talk, but it was also odd, because that never happens, right?
Usually there's a Mike Hogg, you know, a guy who has the toast go a little too long.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. No, none of them, though. They're all good.
Let's get this Nico Mikola out of here, right? Talking too much.
Just doing too much.
By the way, Kevin Stenlund, J-Fig, you're behind on this one.
Figgy.
2 years, $2 million per with the Utah Hockey Club. The former Yotes.
Boo.
See? You sent the wrong guy.
I'll tell you what, though. No one's, like, breaking the bank with any of these deals. It seems like a lot of, like...
Because that's all the role players.
Yeah,
like, well, listen, of their main guys, they resigned.
The numbers were pretty crazy for this. I don't know when the next NHL deal is up, but the NHL ratings were really good for the Stanley Cup, so...
I mean, plus, it lasted longer than any other Stanley Cup playoffs ever. The season actually was longer than any season ever.
Was it?
So, yeah.
Well...
I'm actually terrified to continue keeping up with the news.
Why?
Wow, you don't want to see Lomberg's name?
No, man.
It's kind of
inevitable. It's inevitable. He's, you know, the Lamborghini. He's going to be able to buy a real Lamborghini.
Mm. I started a chant for this man yesterday, okay?
Did you?
You better stay. I did.
How did the chant go?
So
that man's handsome. That man's handsome.
I bet you she was saying, take that shirt off!
No, why would I do that?
Because he spends half of his life with no shirt on.
He was already shirtless.
Were you trying to get
back to where I was?
So you didn't have to chant it because he was already there.
I would never do that, okay? Yes. I have more respect.
Okay. Oh, I like that. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I'm like, take it off!
Hey, I'm just saying, it's okay that your attraction to him started.
I just really enjoy his personality.
Okay. He has a great personality. It's very entertaining. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Smallest panther.
He's tiny.
He is
the smallest panther with the most aggression. He just loves to fight, and I love watching him fight.
Agpaso, whatever that guy is.
Schmiedin says,
as soon as he gets on ice, 2 minutes waiting to happen.
Schmiedin Schmolnick says, it's going to be funny when Lomberg crops out JFig.
Oh.
Oh, man.
It's not you, JFig. It's the Yotes money. Sorry.
You know what? That's acceptable, I guess.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
While we're on the subject of hockey, this is something that we discussed last week before Leroy was absent, and you guys were able to cover that again when you were speaking to Bam Adebayo, which if you didn't catch that interview, be sure to do so on our YouTube channel. And
the challenge remains.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
There's beef.
Hey, he ain't said nothing but a thing.
He is saying nothing but a thing, according to Leroy, but one topic you guys talked about as the interview was ending, you continue to slander the Sphere, dude. This past weekend, the NHL draft took place, and they were able to utilize this glorified IMAX much better than you had anticipated them. Yes, of course, the outside looks great, but as you can see,
you can't break. See, here's what pictures don't do.
This.
But hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
The pictures don't show you how big that thing is. That's not just a ice globe.
Did you guys hear what Dana White said afterwards?
What did he say?
He said it was like a kid using crayons.
No.
Is that good?
Can we finish watching this video?
No, he was saying, go ahead. You can play it, but like I get it. They can put logos on the screen.
Look how huge. And then you see the drone going into everything there. Mm-hmm. How could you deny the excellence that is?
Overrated.
It was all right. I watched it. It was all right. Watch this.
Dana White says that he's going to blow this out of the water. They're like spending so much money. So we'll see. If Noche UFC comes up in September,
yeah,
and it could change my mind. I'm not saying it's not cool. I'm just saying a little overrated.
Well, wouldn't it be hard to do UFC because it's going to kind of look like when we went and saw Bare Knuckles?
He says
the angle.
I didn't mind that when we went to Hard Rock Live and it's only one side. Yeah. I didn't mind that. I thought it was pretty cool. He swears this is going to be the greatest thing ever. We'll see. I don't know what to tell you, but look,
that big old puck.
It's okay, but it's no different than an IMAX. Like I've been there, done that.
It's
like I don't IMAX. Understand why this is.
Dude, that is not an IMAX.
It's an IMAX.
Look how big that says for the pick.
Congratulations, you got a big screen.
Huge screen.
Wait,
that's Celine Dion.
Wait, he goes, congratulations, you got a big screen.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I'm much more impressed. I go to Caesar's Palace. They make it like a Caesar's Palace. I'm much more impressed by that in Vegas.
Oh, with the roof?
Oh, yeah. It's actually there. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't need, you know, in this day and age, Frog Boy, we need to get off our screens.
Okay.
And you're just impressed with anything a screen can do.
This is the biggest.
It's like
screen.
You know, because, like, he's an idiot, you know, because I look at him and it's like.
He's an idiot.
He is.
I gotta tell you.
You wouldn't agree with this, Leroy, because he's got that stupid phone
don't
that.
Throw me in it.
No, but he's got that stupid phone that, like, flips over.
No, it's
he's
good.
Like, look
it's
how
good.
Many screens. Look how big my, my Instagram is. And I'm just like, hey, great, grow up. I can watch it on my computer. Be bigger. Like, who cares?
Do I like big screens? You just brought this to my attention.
Yeah, just like, you know.
Yeah, just infatuated by big screens.
It's good. It's good. It's not that great. People keep trying to send me things. They're like, look at this concert I was at. I'm like, and you didn't enjoy the music? You went to watch it on television?
Wow. You are lashing out, dude. Look at all these pictures pop up.
Yeah, great.
All right, look, we'll talk again when UFC is there. I'm eager to see how they utilize it. To me, this was amazing.
I have no idea. I have no doubt that UFC is going to do a great job with it because there's no live event that's usually better produced than the UFC.
But what would they do, though?
I don't know.
Are they going to have stats like...
I don't know.
Counter-strikes?
I don't know.
Well...
I don't know. But I if there was any promotion that could make it amazing...
Yeah.
They would be the one that would do it.
Kids playing with crayons is what he
That's
said.
That's what he said. Kids playing with crayons.
Oh, I think that's so much
fun. He really
has been right there. 50, there's been 50 signings in 1 hour for the NHL.
I know.
NHL. Wow.
Meanwhile, Riley can't. Wake up, Ryle! Sign DeLon Wright!
Wait! Wait.
I'm making fun of it.
You just said he can't do anything in free agency. No,
I know. But he could sign. He could sign somebody to the minimum. I don't, you know, he lost DeLon Wright. All right. Whatever.
That ain't going
to
change nothing.
That's my point. That's why I was making it. It was a bit
to the minimum?
It's a bit. It was a bit, Leroy.
It's a bit.
Now, see, you know what I hate? Here's what I hate. Okay. You always have something to hide behind.
I was just having some fun, baby.
You can say whatever you want.
It's true.
And then you always have like an escape hatch.
Yeah, you're fraudulent.
And your escape hatch.
How am I fraudulent? Can I just say something? Yeah. How am I fraudulent? I told him to get off his godfather ass and make some goddamn moves last week.
Yeah.
But I'm making fun of the Heat fan who's sitting here like, I can't believe we lost DeLon Wright.
Huh? So whose side are you on? Do you need him to make moves?
I want the Heat to make moves, but like I'm not crying over that move. That move?
Wait, you have said that they're probably not going to be able to make any moves. It's going to be trades.
Yeah.
So everybody's not going to wait for trades until
that. The DeLon Wright is the place that we go?
Meanwhile, the Celtics just gave another guy $30 million.
Yeah, they had to pay Derek White. Derek White got an extension.
Oh, my God. I hate
If I was Derek White, I'd be
$30 million a year?
If I would be.
Your teeth.
Dude. Derek White's the second best Celtic. If I was him, I'd be like, how come I'm making half the money of Jason Tatum?
That's true.
That's what I would say.
The most you can make.
126 contract extension.
Hey, sorry, Derek. You're not the greatest Celtic. Tatum is. He goes, he is? Could have fooled me.
So they got one guy making 60, two guys making 60, basically, and one guy making 30.
Right.
Porzingis is making somewhere around 30. We don't have nowhere near that.
Bam, Jimmy both make over 30. Tyler makes 30, and Terry almost makes 30.
Wow. Got to tell you.
And Duncan makes 20.
I mean, 20 is nothing.
Now.
Right.
It was at the time when everybody told me Duncan Robinson's contract was the worst contract known to man.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's everybody?
People. People, dude. People. Man. People.
Twitter. Crazy.
Wake up, Riley! You're gonna let Haywood Highsmith just leave? Just like that! Wake up, old man! Sleepy Pat!
Pat probably gave him a plane ticket. What are you talking about?
I like Haywood though.
I love the way we train guys to go get $20 million. Right?
Yeah. Elsewhere.
Think of how many guys have left to go get money we couldn't afford on this team.
Trey Young.
Caleb Martin.
Yeah, but we don't need them anymore, dude.
Okay, you think Caleb Martin will get Derek White money?
30 a year? No.
30?
He'll probably get like half that, like probably
15. 15? I don't
know. 15?
I thought he'd hit 20.
No, probably like 15, if I had to guess.
That's fair.
And a new Trae Young montage out.
Oh, okay. But like, why would Atlanta? I know Atlanta does crazy things, actually. Yeah. That's why.
Why would they?
Yeah, because
bad organizations make bad decisions.
That's exactly why.
I think the answer there is like, what are we doing? We just had the number one pick.
And who the hell did they? I don't even know where they drafted. Like, what's that guy's name?
Reese Deshay.
Why was he like? I think Alex Sarr.
He didn't want to play for them.
Oh.
Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. You know they had that 75 Street Brazil. Well, this year's gonna be called Gaiocho. Que hola, gata. Que hola, man.
All right, welcome back.
And this is how we gonna do it. Dale.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560, WQAM, and on Twitch, that same channel. Let's mix it on up, baby. Rock boy! Ribbit, ribbit!
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future.
All righty then. The vibes have been high all show. And we're going to go ahead and continue on that vibe train. We've heard from a lot of the Panthers players. We've heard from Barkey. We've heard from Bob. We've heard from Chucky, Paul Maurice. But there's one man who we haven't heard from. The man who kicked us off in Game 7 with his banging of the drum. The only Panther to have his number retired for now. Roberto Luongo had a brief moment at the parade yesterday. Let's listen in on how that played out.
While Marcus is like, I'm cold, sir.
Oh, sir. I'm so freezing. So at first it was like, yeah. And then about 2 hours into the pouring rain, it's like, my bones hurt. It was rough. Good time.
I got to tell you, the other thing, every person, short and sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? Perfect.
Right? Now, I can tell why a lot of them were, because English is their second language, right?
I don't know. I mean, even Kachuk was probably the shortest one up there, and he's American, so.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm just saying, like, it was really, like, it was cool, because everybody got to talk, but it was also odd, because that never happens, right?
Usually there's a Mike Hogg, you know, a guy who has the toast go a little too long.
Yep. Right. Yep. No, none of them, though. They're all good.
Let's get this Nico Mikola out of here, right? Talking too much.
Just doing too much.
By the way, Kevin Stenland, J-Fig, you're behind on this one.
Figgy.
2 years, $2 million per with the Utah Hockey Club. The former Yotes.
Boo.
See? You sent the wrong guy.
I'll tell you what, though. No one's, like, breaking the bank with any of these deals. It seems like a lot of, like...
Because that's all the role players.
Yeah,
like, well, listen, their main guys, they resigned.
The numbers were pretty crazy for this. I don't know when the next NHL deal is up, but the NHL ratings were really good for the Stanley Cup, so...
I mean, plus, it lasted longer than any other Stanley Cup playoffs ever. The season actually was longer than any season ever.
Was it?
So, yeah.
Well,
I'm actually terrified to continue keeping up with the news.
Why?
Wow, you don't want to see Lomberg's name?
No, man.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable. He's, you know, the Lamborghini. Good. He's going to be able to buy a real Lamborghini.
Mm. I started a chant for this man yesterday, okay?
Did you?
You better stay. I did.
How did the chant go?
That man's
handsome. That man's handsome.
I bet you she was saying, take that shirt off!
No, why would I do that?
Because he spends half of his life with no shirt on.
He was already shirtless.
Were you trying to get
back to where I was?
So you didn't have to chant it because he was already there.
I would never do that, okay? Yes. I have more respect.
Okay. Oh, I like that. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I'm like, take it off!
Hey, I'm just saying, it's okay that... Your attraction to him started.
I just really enjoy his personality.
Okay. He has a great personality. It's very entertaining. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Smallest Panther.
He's tiny.
He is
the smallest panther with the most aggression. He just loves to fight, and I love watching him fight.
Akpaso, whatever that guy is.
Schmiedin says,
he gets on ice, 2 minutes waiting to happen.
Schmiedin Schmolnick says, going to be funny when Lomberg crops out J-Fig.
Oh.
Oh, man.
It's not you, J-Fig. It's the Yotes money. Sorry.
You know what? That's acceptable, I guess.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
While we're on the subject of hockey, this is something that we discussed last week before Leroy was absent, and you guys were able to cover that again when you were speaking to Bam Adebayo, which if you didn't catch that interview, be sure to do so on our YouTube channel. And
the challenge remains.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
There's beef.
Hey, he ain't said nothing but a thing.
He is saying nothing but a thing, according to Leroy, but one topic you guys talked about as the interview was ending, you continue to slander the Sphere, dude. This past weekend, the NHL draft took place, and they were able to utilize this glorified IMAX much better than you had anticipated them. Yes, of course, the outside looks great, but as you can see,
you can't see. Here's what pictures don't do.
This.
But hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
The pictures don't show you how big that thing is. That's not just a ice globe.
Did you guys hear what Dana White said afterwards?
What did he say?
He said it was like a kid using crayons.
No.
Is that good?
Can we finish watching this video?
No, he was saying, go ahead. You can play it, but like I get it. They can put logos on the screen.
Look how huge. And then you see the drone going into everything there. Mm-hmm. How could you deny the excellence that is?
Overrated.
It was all right. I watched it. It was all right. Watch this.
Dana White says that he's going to blow this out of the water. They're like spending so much money. So we'll see. If Noche UFC comes up in September, and it could change my mind. I'm not saying it's not cool. I'm just saying a little overrated.
Well, wouldn't it be hard to do UFC because it's going to kind of look like when we went and saw Bare Knuckles?
He says
the angle.
I didn't mind that when we went to Hard Rock Live and it's only one side. Yeah. I didn't mind that. I thought that was pretty cool. He swears this is going to be the greatest thing ever. We'll see. I don't know what to tell you, but look.
That big old puck.
It's okay, but it's no different than an IMAX. Like I've been on there, done that.
It's
I don't understand why this is.
Dude, that is not an IMAX.
It's an IMAX.
Look how big that says for the pick.
Congratulations, you got a big screen.
Huge screen.
Wait,
that's Celine Dion.
Wait, he goes. Congratulations, you got a big screen.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I'm much more impressed. I go to Caesar's Palace. They make it like a Caesar's Palace. I'm much more impressed by that in Vegas.
Oh, with the roof.
Oh yeah. It's actually there. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't need, you know, in this day and age, Frog Boy, we need to get off our screens.
Okay.
And you're just impressed with anything a screen can do.
This is the biggest.
It's like
screen?
You know, because, like, he's an idiot, you know, because I look at him and it's like.
He's an idiot.
He is.
I gotta tell you.
You wouldn't agree with this, Leroy, because he's got that stupid phone
don't
that.
Throw me in it.
No, but he's got that stupid phone that, like, flips over.
No, it's
he's
good.
Like, look
it's
how
good.
Many screens. Look how big my, my Instagram is. And I'm just like, hey, great, grow up. I could watch it on my computer. Be bigger. Like, who cares?
Do I like big screens? You just brought this to my attention.
Yeah, just like, you know.
Yeah, just infatuated by big screens.
It's good. It's good. It's not that great. People keep trying to send me things. They're like, look at this concert I was at. I'm like, and you didn't enjoy the music? You went to watch it on television?
Wow. You are lashing out, dude. Look at all these pictures pop up.
Yeah, great.
All right. Look, we'll talk again when UFC is there. I'm eager to see how they utilize it. To me, this was amazing.
I have no idea. I have no doubt that UFC is going to do a great job with it because there's no live event that's usually better produced than the UFC.
But what would they do, though?
I don't know.
Are they going to have stats like?
I don't know.
Counter-Strikes?
I don't know.
Well.
I don't know. But I if there was any promotion that could make it amazing,
yeah,
they would be the one that would do it.
Kids playing with crayons is what he
That's
said.
That's what he said. Kids playing with crayons.
Oh, I think that's so much
fun. He really
has been right there. 50, there's been 50 signings in 1 hour for the NHL.
I know.
NHL. Wow.
Meanwhile, Riley can't. Wake up, Ryle! Sign DeLon Wright!
Wait! Wait.
I'm making fun of it.
You just said he can't do anything in free agency. No,
I know. But he could sign. He could sign somebody to the minimum. I don't, you know, he lost DeLon Wright. All right, whatever.
That ain't going
to
change nothing.
That's my point. That's why I was making it.
If he signed somebody to the minimum?
It was a bit, Leroy.
It's a bit.
It was a bit.
It's a bit.
It was a bit.
It's a bit.
Now, see, you know what I hate? Here's what I hate. Okay. You always have something to hide behind.
I was just having some fun, baby.
You can say whatever you want.
It's true.
And then you always have like an escape hatch.
Yeah, you're fraudulent.
And your escape hatch.
How am I fraudulent? Can I just say something? Yeah. How am I fraudulent? I told him to get off his godfather ass and make some goddamn moves last week.
Yeah.
But I'm making fun of the Heat fan who's sitting here like, I can't believe we lost to Lon Raiola.
What? Huh? So whose side are you on? Do you need him to make moves?
I want the Heat to make moves, but like I'm not crying over that move. That move?
Wait, you have said that they're probably not going to be able to make any moves. It's going to be trades.
Yeah.
So everybody's not going to wait for trades until
that. Like he's not going to. The DeLon Wright is the place that we go. Like,
meanwhile, the Celtics just gave another guy $30 million.
Yeah, they had to pay Derek White. Derek White got an extension.
Oh my god, I hate.
If I was Derek White, I'd be
$30 million a year.
If I would be,
your teeth,
dude. Derek White is Derek White's the second best Celtic. If I was him, I'd be like, how come I'm making half the money of Jason Tatum?
That's true.
That's what I would say.
You can make
126 contract extension.
Hey, sorry, Derek, you're not the greatest Celtic. Tatum is. He goes, he is. Could have fooled me.
So they got one guy making 60, two guys making 60, basically, and one guy making 30.
Right.
Porzingis is making somewhere around 30. We don't have nowhere near that.
Bam, Jimmy both make over 30. Tyler makes 30, and Terry almost makes 30.
Wow. Got to tell you.
And Duncan makes 20.
I mean, 20 is nothing.
Now.
Right.
It was at the time when everybody told me Duncan Robinson's contract was the worst contract known to man.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's everybody?
People. People, dude. People. Man. People.
Twitter. Crazy.
Wake up, Riley. You're going to let Haywood Highsmith just leave? Looks like that. Wake up, old man. Sleepy Pat.
Pat probably gave him a plane ticket. What are you talking about?
I like Haywood though.
I love the way we train guys to go get $20 million. Right?
Yeah. Elsewhere.
Think of how many guys have left to go get money we couldn't afford on this team.
Trey Young,
Caleb Martin.
This. Yeah, but we don't need them anymore, dude.
Okay, you think Caleb Martin to get Derek White money?
30 a year? No.
30.
He'll probably get like half that. Like probably 15.
15? I don't know.
15.
I thought he'd hit 20.
Now, probably like 15, if I had to guess.
That's fair.
And a new Trae Young montage out.
Oh, okay. But, like, why would Atlanta? I know Atlanta does crazy things, actually. Yeah. That's why.
Why would they?
Yeah, because
bad organizations make bad decisions.
That's exactly why.
I think the answer there is, like, what are we doing? We just had the number one pick.
And who the hell did they? I don't even know who they drafted. Like, what's that guy's name?
Reese Deshay.
Why was he, like, I think Alex Sarr.
He didn't want to play for them.
Oh.
He refused to work out for the Hawks.
He pulled Eli Manning.
He did.
Oh.
He did.
Okay. I wasn't familiar with their game, Mr. Sarr. That's impressive.
Anybody feel that?
Draft. So where did Sarge end up going? Sarge?
I don't know where Sarge ended up going.
The military. Oh.
Sarr ended up going to Washington.
Huh. That's what he settled on?
You don't want to go
Think about this.
You'd rather go to Washington?
This is a pretty thing. This thing I think is actually a smart move, though, because look at Cade Cunningham. Good player. Really good player. I think, you know, I've watched Cade play. I'm like, wow, this guy's really talented, but his team sucks. What did they win? 15 games last year? You know, he just got like a $220 million deal. For what? Yeah, for what? So if you're Alex Sarr, you're like, I could put up 22 points on the Wizards for the next 3 years, make $200
million. $200
million.
So you think he's just going for the bag?
That's what being a professional is, right?
Dennis Lopez says that, or Heat Cult says, Tobin will flip when Ware starts balling. I can't wait for the draft picks. It's honestly the thing I look forward to the most now with the Heat, because they haven't made a lot of trades. But we got Swedish Swish and a Kryptonian. Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Would you say Swish or Sweet?
Swedish Swish. So we drafted this kid.
I'm like, you don't know a damn thing about Swish or Sweets.
No, so we drafted this kid. Yeah, I forgot you were out on Friday.
Yes.
We drafted Pelle Larsson from Arizona in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Born in Sweden. And everybody said the kid's a baller. Like, great value pick. Kind of is like Swedish Max Strus, if you will, Leroy. So I've dubbed him Swedish Swish.
I've already gotten a point for it, but I'll take another one.
Yeah, that is pretty good. I'll take another one. It's pretty good.
For Toby!
I didn't give him the point.
Not to be confused with Swisher Sweets,
yes.
Which, yeah.
That's Michael Beasley.
But we the only two that get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know. Like, see, if you live around a corner store and the people come in and you know they getting the Swisher Sweets or the Leafs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the grab a leaf.
Yeah.
Take a quick break. Back after this.